Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday, honey. Listen, it is Sunday afternoon. It is August 14th, 2022, 12:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 1:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M.com, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors. One is natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold. And one infused with natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gum. Steve Gum, how about that? Listen. Now, it is Sunday around here, broadcasting live from the Windy City. It's cloudy out today, 75 degrees. Let me tell y'all something. Morning, it is Sunday afternoon. We have pork chops, applesauce, gravy, and biscuits. You know what I'm saying? And the drink for the day, honey, let me tell you something. Champagne swirl. Let me tell you something. They gave me a drink this afternoon right before I started the show. Champagne swirl. You know what they had the swirls in there? I mean, I was drinking all my drink and everything, just enjoying the delicious flavor. And I'm telling you, I came across some toenails, some rocks, and a rat tail in my drink. I said, y'all trying to kill me up in here. What is the matter with you people? They is trying to kill me. Do you know something? I said, this is just got to be too much. Now, listen, set up my bar. You know, I cannot have no show without my bar. Listen. Roxanne, listen. I know you the new barmaid around here, but listen, darling, follow instructions. A champagne swirl is champagne and strawberries, and put my cherry on the top. I didn't ask for no toenails and no rock nails in my drink. So listen, fix it up, Roxanne. You being taught and paid. Now listen, your first paycheck is one penny. You get one penny for trying to kill me. You know what I'm saying? You lucky I ain't sending your ass to jail. Now listen around here, listen. Special musical salute for independent artist Charlie Icon. Oh, my goodness. Now, y'all know Charlie Icon is my Randy Travis. You know I love you, Charlie. And I'm going to be waiting on my poster with your autograph on it. Okay, now listen. Y'all know I like to entertain. I got some hot music on today. It is hot. Music by Charlie Icon, Social Graving, and independent artist Shad Barbani. Let me tell y'all something. It is hot on today. And y'all know what engineers, come on now, y'all cue me up. All the music is being heard by who? Yeah, baby. People all over the world. You know something, before I get started, and the first song is coming up by independent artist Charlie Icon. It is a blessing to remain humble. Let me tell y'all something. If there was no you, there would be no me. See, listen, this thing works together. Oh, Lord, today. Now, I wasn't intending to start no program with a life lesson, but let me tell y'all something. I'm very humble, and it's really a privilege on the network. We get a lot of traffic from New York City Podcast Directory. And so I've noticed they keep sending notifications. The show gets voted up. So I'm like, well, who's voting? You know, I have to know everything. You know, I have to know who's voting, who's doing what. So listen, last week we had a vote from somebody. I don't know. They said it was one of their favorite episodes. So listen, every time every time the show gets a vote, y'all know what happens. The traffic goes up, up, up. So I'm sitting around last night. I wasn't doing anything, and I likes to keep track of what's happening. You know what I mean? And somebody voted on another show, and then an hour later, I get another notification. Somebody voted on something else. So y'all know what that means. Traffic goes up. So let me tell you something. Independent artists, let me tell you something. New York City Podcast Directory. Now, listen. If you really want to help yourself and the network, just vote on your show. Vote on your show. Listen, there is a link that you'll see on your show after, and it's live. All of this is live. Nothing is pre-recorded. So listen, after everything is pushed out to all over the world, my God, pushed out all over the world. It still kind of freaks me out there. After everything goes all over the world, you'll get a link from New York City, NYC, New York City Podcast Directory. All you got to do is click and vote. Click and vote on your show. And you know what? The traffic goes through the roof when you guys just vote one time. It just, you know how it is. You know how it is. So listen. Let's get this party started. You know, I like to have a good time every single day. I cannot stand deadbeats. You know what I mean? I can't stand deadbeats. I have to have a good time. That's just who I am. I love to have a good time. I don't care if I'm by myself. I'm going to have a good time. You know what I mean? I can have a good time watching television. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to have my lazy Susie next to me. I'm going to have some peanuts, some chips, some pizza with some macaroni on top of my pizza. And then I'm going to have my drink. I'm going to have a couple beers and everything. Well, who the hell? I wouldn't have a good time with all that going on. So listen. Up first is Charlie Icon. That's my Randy Travis. You know what I'm saying. Listen, I got to tell you. So this one is One Day You Will. I love this. One Day You Will. Let's go, baby.
Wish I could stop the hands of time. Stay right here for my whole life. Looking at you, looking at me this way. Right now I feel like Superman. I'm your whole world, you're my biggest fan. Till I find myself thinking about the way. The way we say you ain't ever growing up. One day you will. From daddy's little girl to a full-blown woman out into the world, chasing life off the deep end. You're not coming home this weekend, and that's okay. You know it's just how it works when you love somebody so much. It hurts, you gotta let them go and let them know. You're always there when they wanna come home, and one day you will. Unicorns turn into horses, and guys and beers and nets, of course. It's just the way the girls in life go round. While you're playing in the yard, your crazy dreams will take you far. And I get to watch your rocket ships leave the ground. Blown woman out into the world, chasing life off the deep end. You're not coming home this weekend, and that's okay. You know it's just how it works when you love somebody so much. It hurts, you gotta let them go and let them know. You're always there when they wanna come home, and one day you will. And I'm already counting down the day, back up your first car and drive away. And I'm praying I know my lucky star, that the road you're on doesn't take you too damn far. One day you will go from daddy's little girl to a full-blown woman out into the world, chasing life off the deep end. You're not coming home this weekend, and that's okay. You know it's just how
love that song. Love that song. You know, he has such an awesome voice. You know, Charlie, baby, rock me one more time, honey. Really? You know what I'm saying? Listen, Charlie. Oh, my God. So, listen, I love that song. I am not lying to you. I am so serious. I love that song. And, you know, when you have the skill and the talent, you know, he's just talented. That voice is just, like, so silky. It's just like, well, just keep singing, baby. Keep singing the song. You know what I'm saying? Listen. When you have a talent and a voice like that, I mean, it's just like straight to Nashville. I'm listening to him singing the song, and I'm just like, straight to Nashville. Just go straight to Nashville already. You know, it's like, wow. You know, it's just phenomenal. And that song, listen, it just pulls at your heart. When you can master a song, when it's pulling at your heart, you know, and first of all, you know, he really does have a $1 million voice. He really does. Oh, my Jesus. He's got it. He's got it, hands down. Just go straight to Nashville, honey, my God. And just let me know when you're going so I can pack my bags and I'll be in the front seat. I'll be in the front seat just staring there, just sitting there, just going, oh, yes, Charlie, just sing some more, Charlie. Sing some more, Charlie. You know, it's just, see, listen. He's master being able to sing a song and pull your heartstrings. When you got a song, listen, I don't ever stop talking about millionaire music. You guys hear me saying this all the time, millionaire music. Listen, when you can sing a song and pull at somebody's heartstrings, honey, you ain't got nowhere else to go but up. You know, that's millionaire music. That's one of the skills, to be able to sing a song and to really, you know, pull the heartstrings with the lyrics and your voice. I mean, God, my God. I would go to practice with him. When he goes to practice in booth, I'd be right there just sitting there like, okay, honey, just go ahead. Open your mouth. You know, just go ahead and sing to me. You know what I mean? It's, oh, my gosh. Goodness gracious. So, listen, up next is independent artist Social Gravy. Now, I love this. I love Social Gravy. Let me tell you something. First of all, now, Social Gravy. See, listen, I love independent artists. Can you guys tell? Can you tell I love independent artists? I support you guys all the time since 2007, even before I got on the air with this. Listen, let me tell you something. Social Gravy masters having a great band name, Social Gravy. You know, guys, get it. Get this in your heart. You got to have, sometimes I think people need to have a meeting before they decide what their band name is going to be. It makes a huge difference when you pick your band name, Social Gravy. It's so beautiful. It's so wonderful what they have, the Social Gravy. Listen, sometimes I see names that come across here, and it's just like, you know, I have to sit here for about an hour trying to figure out, well, how does Sam Hill, do you pronounce this? It's just like, Humatama Fama Wada. I'm telling you, I get stuff like this. Like, what are they thinking? Because your fans, listen, you got to pick a name, you know, with your fans in mind. Pick a name with your fans in mind. Really, seriously. Listen, I'm telling you, it's so serious. Listen, it makes a difference if you just throw something against the wall and it's not going to stick. And people look at your name, they may pass you by because of the name of your stage name and then your band name. So listen, they may pass you by because it's like, what in the hell? Are they really serious with this name? So listen. And then I asked people, I says, you know, send me a recording of the pronunciation so I can get this right, you know. So listen. It's serious business. It's all about, you know, connecting with your fan base. You want to make sure that your fans can really connect with you on a great level. So up next is Social Gravy. Let me tell you something. The name of this song is, let me tell you, and it's a great song. I wanted to play it yesterday, but it didn't, so I'm going to play it today. Love You Anyway. And you guys are going to love this. You're going to love it. Love You Better. Did I say Love You Anyway, honey? You can love me anyway, but listen, it's Love You Better. It is Social Gravy. Yeah, Social Gravy, baby. Love You Better. Y'all check this out.
Little known, talked about, let it burn. Leave you lost and found. Oh. Crack the code, spell it out. A rush of calm enters unannounced. The spell of you is to love you better. Past time, past words. Oh,
Yes, my darlings, I love you better. Love you better. Oh, honey child, let me tell you something. See, there's something that you got to get right. You know, whatever genre of music that you are making, if it's rock and roll, it can be, you know, R&B, it can be soul. Now, Social Gravy, they get it. They get it. The rock and roll, but Love You Better. See, this is a song I was thinking of yesterday, and it really does have that song. It's just like, you know, it's almost like Bruce Springsteen and John Mellencamp woke up one morning and just said, let's make a sound together and be one voice. And that's Social Gravy. That's Social Gravy. Let me tell you something. I love rock and roll. I just love it. And that song reminds me of Jack and Diane. Y'all remember the song Jack and Diane? Everybody. See, listen, this is the thing. This is the recipe. You got to get the recipe, guys. Get the recipe. Listen, I'm giving you a recipe for million-dollar music. I'm giving you a recipe. See, listen, you got to be able to hit 1 point or even a couple of points. Now, listen, Randy Travis. Charlie Icahn hits a great point because he's got that golden millionaire, million-dollar music. He's got the voice. Listen, and then here comes Social Gravy. They got that great name, right? And then they got that rock and roll sound. It's just like you can sing the song. So, listen, you got to have that recipe. Get the recipe on me. I'm giving you the recipe for million-dollar music. I'm telling you. So when it comes to rock and roll, well, pretty much all songs, if you make a song where people love to sing along, and even if it's rap, you know, hip-hop, people love sing-along songs, really. Remember Jack and Diane, that song, Jack and Diane, you know, everybody sang the song. You remember when you were driving in your car, everybody knew the words, everybody was singing the song, everybody was happy. That's something, million-dollar music, baby. So listen, that's what I'm telling you. Billie Jean, remember Billie Jean? If you think about it, if you think about all the great ones, they were great sing-along songs. And everybody was just singing along. I'm telling you, I can remember when I was a kid. I can remember when I was a teenager, when we would sit outside, and everybody, Tina Turner had this song, What's Love Got to Do With It, Got to Do With It? You know, we were like 13 and 14 years old, and we were singing Tina Turner. We know what the hell she's talking about, What's Love Got to Do With It. But we were singing a song. We were sitting out summer. I will never forget it. Summertime. We were sitting there with the radio outside, and we're singing Tina Turner songs. What's love got to do it? Got to do it. Who needs a heart when the heart can be broken? Who got to do it? So listen. We were kids. It doesn't matter if you understood what the message in the music. If you were a kid, you were singing the song. You were singing along, and everybody was buying the song. Everybody was buying it. They loved it, loved it, loved it. So listen, if you can create a song, now listen to recipe. If you can create a song that's a sing-along, great, wonderful. If you've got that million-dollar voice like Randy Charlie Icahn, listen, you got it, babe. You got the name like Social Gravy. And listen, if you got a great beat, listen. If you can create a song with a great beat, people get into that. Of course, people like the party. People like to go. If you got a party song, you got it. So listen, in that recipe, you got to hit at least one or two of those points. Million-dollar music, baby. $1 million. That's just one straight money. And then you've got all whatever your things is, whatever your merchandise is, whatever your souvenirs are. All of that is part of your great recipe. You got to have a great blueprint. So listen, up next is, and listen, I love this. The name of the song is Spotlight. Spotlight. It is by Shad Rabbani. Let me tell you, they got some heart here. Spotlight. So listen, let me tell you a little bit of their backstory. After a long year of silence, Shad, upcoming new album, music is out. This new release presents an inspired blend of electronic house EDM sound in this perfection and rhythm with pop vocal and remix blend music of influences. I'm telling you, they got it down, baby. Spotlight. Listen, because I am a kid that loved music. Now, who doesn't love music from the 80s, you know, the 70s, 80s, 90s? They had it together. They produced what? Great stuff. And Shad does this. Spotlight is an awesome, awesome blend of music. Great EDM sound. House. Let me tell you something, honeys. House music, oh, my God. We all loved house music because what? People love to dance. And it wasn't about any drinking or nothing like that. It was just about dancing, having a great time, and we loved house music provided that. They provided that fuel, that energy. So this song has great energy. What is that? Part of the recipe. Great energy. So this is Spotlight.
Oh,
All right. That is awesome. Spotlight. I love that song. And it is featuring, the vocals is by Great Song. Listen, I love it. You know what I'm saying? Because it makes me want to do workout. And you guys know I'm trying to, you know, get ready for this little photo shoot, got a little thing going on this fall. Got a new single dropping. Yeah, I'm also got to get ready. I'm ready. You know, got to get ready. You know what I'm saying. Got to put it on right. I love that song, Spotlight. So listen, and I really appreciate when people give me all the details. Somebody, believe it or not, you guys have no idea. Well, I'm pretty sure you do have an idea, but someone did a musical salute, and I'm telling you, I was just like so floored, and I think I was sick to the stomach for about 2 days. They sent me this great music. It was awesome. It was really, really hot, and I'm going with it. I'm flowing with it. You know what I'm saying? Then about the third or the fourth day, they come and tell me, well, listen, the girl's name that's on the music, she ain't singing the song. That ain't her singing. I'm like, what the? You know what I'm saying? It's like, what do you got me saying? They got me saying all this stuff, and it ain't true. I'm like, what? I said, who is on this thing? Who's on this piece of music? And then they go, well, the girl that's really singing it, who had some bad banging vocals, the girl that was really singing it, the girl didn't want to be named. She wanted to be anonymous. So I was supposed to continue going on saying, well, this is the name of the song, but I don't know who's singing. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And then they tell me, well, we don't want to cause any confusion. Well, you think, do you really think, you know, they cause all this crazy crap. And I'm like, let me hurry up because I don't want a problem. I mean, they already caused a problem, but listen. So you know what? Be honest. Don't try to make it on somebody else's skill and talent and then come back and tell people, well, that ain't the person that's really on there. It's somebody else and they're anonymous. What kind of crap? You know, people pull some crazy stuff around. It's just really crazy. So listen, when I get stuff that's real, you better believe I'm going to be talking when it's real and when people really got the fire and really got the dope, like Randy Travis, Charlie Icon, you know what I'm saying. I'm waiting on my poster. Listen. And Social Gravy, and then the song Spotlight, come on, baby. All you can do is say, yes, honey. Now, listen, remember, guys, you're going to get a link, New York City Podcast. And I'm telling you, the traffic is going through the roof with them, and they send us a lot of traffic, you know. So, listen, when you see that, click on it and vote your show. Just click on vote, and that's it. And it just sends us more and more traffic to what? To people hearing you all over the world. It is awesome. It is phenomenal. And guess what, guys? I'm pretty much out of time. It's been a stone cold blast. Now, y'all get my drinks together. I don't want no slow dances up in here. I don't want no slow dances. I told y'all my champagne and my strawberries, they up coming here bringing me some slow dances. I don't want that mess. I don't want that crap. Listen, I got to get on up out of here. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and food.